This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Program, ladies and gentlemen, Tobin and Leroy. Tobin out today, Vlad holding things down, Leroy here with us, J-Fig in the background, and of course, Frogboy here to host the game show. We are reflecting upon last night's rookie rally that came up short. We're looking ahead to
tonight.
The Frozen.
They play and
yeah, they play tonight. They get back in action tonight.
You think a lot of those rookies played because they have a game tonight?
Yes. Yeah, okay. And also I think Khalil Ware benefited from Kevin Love being very old. Very old. And, you know, you start getting back spasms, you know you've reached a certain...
When you get back spasms when you're sitting down, that's bad.
In my 20s, I never said the word spasm. I didn't even understand.
Hey, well, you're not supposed to say it.
Here's the deal.
No, you're not even supposed to say it. Yeah, you're not supposed to say it.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
The way getting old works,
yep.
If your body's not moving frequently, yep. If you sit or stand for too long and then get out of that position,
Don't move too fast, neither. That'll also get you going.
That's why, look, every time a segment ends, me and Joe get up and move around.
Oh, yeah. Joe takes laps.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to. You have to.
He's got
to
get the blood going. And it's a long... with that head
it
of
happens.
His.
Oof. It happens when, especially
just
like...
pile up there.
You know when stuff happens like that?
The
like
Kool-Aid,
when
man.
when you're going through rehab from an injury?
Oh, yeah.
So think about this. Every person who's had back problems in football have to have back surgery or something like that. You know what happens when they come back and start getting active again? Pull hammy. Because that's...
Tightens up.
It's all attached. Right. You can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, one time I stepped on a Lego, so I relate. let's get into our headlines, shall we? You know, every time I see this, I never have it in front of me. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself.
It's a car dealer.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals, you can only find them at Doral Hyundai. Now, just like we mentioned, the Miami Heat, unfortunately, dropped to the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday, 106-103, and that is behind an excellent performance on the player that could have been in Dame Lillard. He dropped six threes in the first half.
No, we were past it. We were past that.
Nah, I never passed it, man.
I don't know who we
is. No, Tobin was. We had to shoot him with a tranquilizer.
And clearly it didn't work last night because the man was, from what you're saying, the text messages must have gone crazy.
Yeah, let me actually quote this. You know, I don't like to bring personal stuff on there, but, you know. Let me quote the text message.
700 texts a night.
He says, I really, this no context, simple text at 8:31 p.m. I believe this may have been after Dame Lillard's.
That would have been halftime. That would have been around halftime.
Six threes in the first half. I really wanted him. I wanted him so bleeping bad.
Damn.
Bleep you, Joe Cronin. Damn. I will never, never, ever, ever forgive you. Rotten hell. That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 messages back to back from our boy Show Pony Tub. So I think clear to say
he's jilted lover, isn't he?
He's not over it.
Oh man, he's jilted.
Don't think he. You know what though? Joe Cronin is a scumbag for sure.
So. Well, yeah, in the city of Miami's eyes, but
I mean, do you think
to the rest of the league? The rest
of the league loves him.
They love him.
Portland doesn't love him though. There's no way Portland was like, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with everything that happened. We'll find out. At the end of the year, if he still has a job, you know, that'll prove me wrong.
I mean, all Dame did was play six more games more than Portland did last season.
Correct. But the idea of this star player who did everything correctly, everything by the book, put your team on and told you where he wanted to go.
I think that's the thing. That's the thing there. But... here's why I blame the Heat.
Okay? Got a little cocky.
Even though you know what that situation is.
Yeah.
Don't put the GM on blast. Still keep it close to the vest so you could work something out. Right? Because the whole conversation when Dame Lillard was getting traded was, oh, well, the Heat, they don't have to do much because they're in the driver's seat. He wants to go there. And so they kind of... you know, they kind of tried to take advantage of that. You can still take advantage of it, but don't put it in your face, right? Because people make decisions. I'm not going to let you. I don't care how bad it looked for me. It ain't going to be there. And I think that's what Cronin did. If the Heat would have just played it a little closer to the vest and not been as in your face and we have control, he wants to come here, right? It would have got done and nobody would have looked bad. See, because if Dame Lillard would have ended up in Miami, everybody would have said that he did it again, got another sucker, Cronin. And Cronin got pride too. So he said no. And the rule for Dame was, I want to go to a contender. Now, I ask you, Vlad, if you're a free agent and you say, I want to go to a contender, but I prefer to go to the Heat, and then they tell you, you can go play with Giannis. You can't say nothing because he did what you wanted to do.
That's tough. I want to win a title. And right. Giannis is the best player out of all the teams. He's the best player. So I'm definitely going to ride with Giannis. But it's Miami, though.
I was going to say,
I know, but
you want to go to Milwaukee?
Wait, I don't know if I want to be chilling with Laverne and Shirley. I don't know if I want to be chilling with Laverne and Shirley. I'd rather be chilling with, you know.
Hey, what are we going to do? We're going to go to a
Diamond and, you know,
Dame
and Platinum.
Never said,
I'm going to Poppy State, to Miami. Dude.
Dame always said I want to win the championship.
True.
Everybody else kind of said he really wants to go to Miami.
Well, because of his the friendships he made in the league and everybody. Right. And, you know, obviously our boys always wants to. Yeah. Because there's usually connections with that. That's how most of these moves are made, friend with a player.
If I asked you at the time, and you can go anywhere, and your only rule is,
okay, am I clear-minded? Because mind you, the reason why I say that, when Dame there was personal things going on.
Real life stuff going on.
So, if I'm clear-minded, and I'm Dame, I'm flipping a coin. Because I want to win a title. I really want to win a title. That's the last thing. I'm one of the 75 greatest players of all time.
Think about this. Okay. We are talking about a team that just won a title.
So I can help them win. No.
Right.
Leroy, I am with you.
Okay.
I'm looking at it as an NBA fan and as a Heat fan. Even though we all know I'm not. I'm looking at it. Right. But so, it's Miami and Milwaukee. Milwaukee's coming off a championship, right? Not too long ago. But Miami is a history. Miami is a history of always contending for a championship and making the moves that they need to do to continue contending for a championship.
Yeah, and let's also be clear. At the time, the Heat didn't really have anything that Portland wanted. Because
they were trying to give Tyler.
You want now?
Nobody wanted
Tyler Hero.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I mean, we were fresh off of a championship, though. We were more recently in a championship at that time when it was the Dame sweepstakes.
Right.
Than Milwaukee. Like, yeah, Milwaukee won one a couple, but we were just fresh off of it. We kind of seemed like we were one piece of
right. That was the whole reason the whole push for Dame was.
Again, let's make it simple. If I gave you a choice.
Yeah.
Giannis or Miami.
Giannis or not even Giannis in Miami. Giannis or Jimmy.
I would take Giannis, but I'm not picking between
the two. I'm just like, these are all the things. All I'm doing is stating the reasons why Dame couldn't make a big deal about it.
I mean,
even though he may have wanted to come to Miami.
Yeah.
When Cronin put the deal together.
For sure. That was Cronin's way of saving face.
He would have complained about, I didn't want to come here.
Look, if Cronin
accomplished everything that Dame wanted.
Yes. Had Cronin sent him to Charlotte, Cronin would have been fired already.
Right,
but
exactly.
Nonetheless, though, he wanted to come to Miami. You know he wanted to come to Miami. You know?
I'm not disputing that, but he never said
that. You got to do right, because that's illegal, I think.
Vlad, he never said that.
Can he say
and
that?
He tried to
Can
be
he legally
correct.
Say that?
He tried to be politically correct, because he would have hamstrung Portland even more if he would have said Miami.
Well,
but you know, he did say that. He told Portland where he would like to be traded to.
Yes, but he also said,
publicly,
I want to contend for a championship. I want to be with a contender. Mm.
But yeah, we just, look, Miami fans.
It was Miami.
Miami fans got upset because they automatically assumed that once a free agent, especially a superstar, says that they want to be traded and lets the team know which team they would like to be traded to, it usually happens. And the first time, it's like a money in a bank that doesn't get cashed in. It happens.
Yeah, right. It happens. But again, while we can be mad at Cronin,
is that possible?
Dame Lillard cannot be.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Mm. Because he got exactly what he asked for.
Well, look, Leroy, the past is in the past, all right?
We wouldn't even talk about this if old Tobes wouldn't have lit up text last night.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, get over it, Tobin, you baby. Miami Heat are back in action tonight, ready to turn that frown upside down. Coverage begins on this station at 5:45 p.m. Miami Heat take on the Charlotte Hornets with LaMelo Ball, who looks like he's reverting back to his high school playing days because he's just doing some crazy things out there.
I mean, hey, if you're going to live with those numbers.
Yo, I mean, I actually saw him get pulled from a game one time, but that was only because I was betting on him on a parlay, which is why, of course, that would happen. But for the most part, as of recent, he's been on a hot streak, although the team has not been winning. So hopefully the Heat can make it back to 500 tonight. We got that. And you know what? I think we can mix things up when we come back, Vlad. Do you think that sounds like a good idea? Oh, my bad. He's actually doing some work right there. I apologize.
No, we could do that. They're trying to say I'm ashy. I'm like, what's wrong with you people?
You look pretty moisturized.
I'm saying. I'm like,
you're looking pretty moisturized.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me just say something. Caramel colored friend. Yeah. You can't be telling us when we look moisturized or not.
Look at this. Oh, come on. Look at that.
I can tell.
Look at that. Come on.
I'm asking, where's the ash?
I'm going to tell Vlad. Yeah. Vlad is well moisturized because I know what ashy look like.
Yeah. All right. Yesterday, they actually called out, I think it was Jalen Rose who called out Shaq for having ashy hands.
Nah, Shaq will have ashy hands. Shaq, ain't nothing. I stay lotion, baby.
He got 150 corporations.
I stay with Jergens.
I'm sorry. What is the
Jergens lotion? The lotion.
Oh, heard. Okay.
I need. Come on.
You know, I go with that Nivea. That Nivea. That Nivea seems
no
to
cocoa
stay
butter,
over.
Huh? No cocoa butter. Yeah. You know, not doing cocoa
butter. The Palmer's is done, bro. The Palmer's is done.
Hey, I don't know. No, you see what he did?
Just randomly asking. No, just
no. You ain't randomly.
Just randomly.
Which one of your black friends say they do cocoa butter?
They still do. I mean, you know, it still makes its rounds every now and then. Coconut oil. Sometimes.
I'm gonna tell you what. You know what helps when it's cold?
Yeah.
Vaseline.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Vaseline does
clog up your pores.
I've heard that. Vaseline, and then you put the Under Armour and stuff over that.
It's hard. It's hard to do Under Armour if you're running back. You know why? When it's really cold, it's slippery. So you don't want to put, because the ball, keep in mind, they need to moisturize that ball more than anything, because the ball gets dry. Mm. And so you see a lot of.
So the ball gets ashy.
They do. If you watch a winter game, watch how dark the footballs are.
That's racist.
No, I'm just saying because they're oiled up to keep moisture in them, so you can get a grip on them. Watch how dark the footballs are, because they do them up, and then you know how they take care of kicking balls, right?
How what do they do?
So you get sent your kicking balls.
Yeah.
They pump them up to like 10 PSI over regulation, even bigger. So they look like rugby balls. Then they soak them in water.
And deflate them like Brady?
Uh-huh. And then they put them in the dryer. And then they deflate them to the regular.
Dry balls?
So it makes the leather real soft. Well, so you can kick it. So the footballs aren't hard. You ever see when they squeeze those footballs, they can squeeze the ends in? You ever tried doing that with a football?
Hey, yo.
When they get done with them, you can do all that stuff. And that's why they can kick those balls.
We're going to prep our balls and oil them on up. When we come back, we're going to mix it on up on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy! What happened? They told you they didn't need you? Okay, he's gone. I was about to say, like, what? They told Jay they didn't need you? Leroy
is still.
What's he didn't even say bye.
He didn't say bye. He was like, oh, wait a minute. Like,
I'm not even supposed to be here right now.
Wrong camera.
Just messed up, dude.
Yeah, man.
Leroy is going to do his Cleveland hits. Yes. That's why if you're on our video chat right now, he just abruptly dipped on us like that.
No, he didn't notice, J-Fig.
That was an Irish exit or something like that. Like, come on. I mean, he ain't say nothing. But anyway, you hear that sound. You know what time it is. It is indeed time for the Mixed Bag, which is brought to you by Black & Mild.
Really?
Wood Tip Wine.
What about
no, it's actually we don't have a sponsor.
What about Gold Fusion Dutch?
Gold Fusion.
Yeah, I love the Gold Fusion.
That's gonna give you something 20 years from now. You're gonna be coughing up that Gold Fusion. what is that? What flavor is that? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
Ooh, just, you wanna taste this?
I just like the wrapper. It looks great. You ever see the wrapper?
I'm actually against rappers at the moment because of what I've been dealing with.
I was talking about rappers with a W, not rappers without the W.
Oh yeah, I have seen it. It is it resembles something else I use.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Nah, I don't use those.
The Golden Seal? It does look like the Golden Seal.
Just saying.
I'm not gonna lie, it does look like Golden Seal.
Now
you can grab it at any of your local 7-Elevens in gas station.
This is not an ad, though. They did not.
No, it's not an ad.
They did not pay us for this.
None of that.
Let's go ahead and get into the mixed bag. Usually, I play pieces of audio that we all react to, but in this time, we're gonna go ahead and react to a couple stories that I came across that I think you'd be interested
in. I just like the fact you're literate,
right? You know, I don't always read.
No, you don't.
But once a week,
and not well.
All right, enough.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can listen to the article nowadays, so it totally makes it super
easy. Audio.
I read recently that, very recently, this is a report that came out yesterday. This is all over the news, especially locally, because this is a Florida story. I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently, speaking of lawsuits, as we have been in depth with this whole Drake situation going on, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield is suing his father's company.
Yo, I've read your son.
$12 million.
Why? Listen, what's going on with parents and Papa. Children that you're suing your father?
Papa.
Tu padre.
Papa.
Daddy.
Papi.
Papa.
Papa sounds like I'm like an old British kid cleaning rooms.
Papa.
Papa, please.
Papa, please.
More porridge.
But yeah, he's suing from $12 million?
$12 million. I got to think, man. I have a son, right? He's about, I was going
to
do the month.
He's thing. About to be two.
About to be two.
Yes.
And if he, fingers
crossed. Sued you.
No, not sued me. Makes it to the NFL.
Oh, okay.
And has the success of a football career that Baker Mayfield has had on and off the field. I think he's a pretty likable guy. The last thing I'd be thinking about doing is stealing $12 million from him. Now, much like this whole Drake situation, apparently this is a petition. It's not necessarily the lawsuit. Well, it wasn't initially the lawsuit. They had already petitioned in the same way that this whole Drake situation was a petition to find out if there any wrongdoing. Baker silently and his wife, Emily, had come to an agreement with their father, with his father, in regards to the $12 million that had been up in question. They petitioned to find out what the hell has been going on with this $12 million we invested. And Baker's father was kind of like, don't know what you're talking about, dog.
Oh, wait a minute.
What are you talking about, $12 million?
Nah,
son?
You can't be doing that, Pop.
I'm just holding on to you. You know how they do when you're like five and someone gives you a $20 bill? And they're like,
Oh, yeah, I'm holding on for you when you really need it.
Still waiting on my money, Mom. But anyway, Baker says, hey, cool, fine. Let me petition to find out what the hell happened with that. They're kind of like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he's like, cool, you know what? We'll settle on 11.7. Let's just settle on 11.7, and your first payment will be this month for $200,000. Cool, fine. Settlement already done without the investigation even happening. They just said, you know what? You know how settlements are. We'll handle this. We'll agree to that $200,000 payment a month, and we'll get this paid off. First payment. You know what they did? Change their number. Now they're not answering. Now they're not answering the phone. Now no one is showing any sort of urgency to pay this $11.7 million settlement. Therefore, Baker Mayfield's like, hey, Papa, love you, but I need my money. Run me my check.
I think Baker needs to do his 23 and find out his lineage and send some guys to go knock on his dad's door.
Absolutely.
You might have to break his dad's fingers.
We saw him
you
do
might have to call Tommy Cutlass.
We saw him
he might have to do the Tommy DeVito.
We saw him do that, and
that's messed. Yo, you can't be taking $12 million from your
million
child,
dollars, dude.
And somebody said something in the group chat on Twitch. That is a very intangible trait.
Yeah, embezzling money.
Athletes having their parents steal from them, or just having athletes and parental problems.
Yeah,
very very intangible.
You know why? And this is something that I can say about black people in general. This is a great quality of theirs. They don't really trust a lot of people.
No,
they don't really trust a lot of people.
No,
so therefore they're not really in this situation because they're like, this guy's gonna try and take my money. Already had the early ages of people being taken advantage of for their rap careers or their sports careers. So I feel like now they kind of are ahead of the game in that sense.
Damn, it's been a tough week for Baker, man. First he gets questioned by a lady about his Italian heritage.
That reporter was like, rep your set.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then now his daddy's taking money for $12
million? Daddy's taking money, man. Jeez. Apparently this was many transactions that were without authorization, proper documentation, or adequate accounting of the transaction. They moved millions of dollars from 2018 to 21. So, you know, this is 24. So obviously he found out about this late. But this has been going on for quite some time. That's got to make Thanksgiving pretty awkward. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, man.
That's got to be awkward.
Baker the Moneymaker. That's what the child. That's what they named him.
Baker
stole his money from him, man. That's nasty work, man.
I got another story for you, sir, that does have a local tie. This tie is to Gainesville or Jacksonville.
Okay.
We can go ahead and put this under the list of Urban Meyer's a jerk. I think we know that, though, right?
You know. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Tell me something I don't know already.
Correct. Urban Meyer, if you didn't think he was a scumbag before, you can go ahead and add this to the list. But
come on, man. What could be worse than, like, you know basically.
We saw it.
Yeah.
We saw it.
At the bar. It wasn't, you know.
At his bar.
His bar.
Okay. Well, then, therefore, you should have a room in the back.
You should have a room.
You should
have
something.
You can't be handsy like that.
Come on. Just like sitting on the lap. What are we doing here? You disgust me, Urban Meyer, for many reasons. But according to Mike Vrabel, who was on the Manning cast during Monday Night Football, he told a story in which Urban Meyer asked him, "Do I know you?" During a 2021 game between the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. As you know, Mike Vrabel was the head coach of the Titans.
Tell me, Vrabel went to Ohio State.
Vrabel?
Meyer, coach Ohio State.
Now, this is going to be great. The first thing that Urban Meyer said, obviously, was like, "Do I know you?" Mike Vrabel responds, "Yeah, I'm the coach of the Titans, and I worked for you for 2 years.
Oh, good
two
God
years, dude. 2 years of working for this man. He's like, you kind of look familiar. You kind of look familiar. Now,
wait. When is this happening? Are they on the field?
They're on the field.
He doesn't see that this big guy is wearing a Titan shirt?
Yeah.
And you ask him, where do I know you?
I know you from somewhere. You look familiar. You look familiar.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, so apparently Mike Vrabel probably took that to heart because that was the last game Meyer coached for the Jaguars, and it was Tennessee beating Jacksonville 20-0.
Oh, yeah, shut him up.
4 days later.
Fired.
Fired. It was definitely a tumultuous time.
And then 6 days later, he was back on the Fox Big Noon chair. It's all right.
Getting that money, baby. Getting that money. Now, when we come back, we'll take a quick break, and I'm going to ask you, Vlad, as the arbiter of pop culture. Oh. We've seen movies for years that constantly revolve around certain holidays. Not too many around Thanksgiving, but you know what? A lot of movies do have feasts. So we're going to go ahead and rank the top feasts in film history when we
really?
Come back.
Oh, I can't wait.
Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
There's survival
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Live here on 560 QAM, Twitch, YouTube, MySpace, those TVs at the gas station.
Yo, two of those. You ever get caught yourself watching that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of a sudden. Yeah. Wait a minute. How long have I been pumping gas for?
What is your name? I don't even have that much money. I'm overdrafting my account because I'm trying to watch Maria Menounos tell me a new fact about the weather.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bro. I got to find my way up there and get my music videos on there. You never know.
There you go. Art got savvy.
Now, before we went to break, I had teased that we were going to be discussing and ranking the best
feast
scenes in movie history.
Oh, man. Best feast scenes in movie history.
Okay. Now, when I say that, what comes to mind for you, good sir?
I can't believe I forgot the name of the movie.
Unacceptable.
No, it's jeez.
It's Goodfellas.
No, it's not Goodfellas, but that was a good
that's the one that I think of for sure.
No, I got to keep it with my peoples.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Was it Waiting to Exhale? It wasn't Waiting to Exhale.
That seems like an intense.
No.
Waiting
Jesus,
to Exhale.
Jesus, I forgot the name of the movie.
All right, let me get
we're talking about Feast, National Lampoons.
I think the only National Lampoon movie I've seen, which is a crime, I understand, because Christmas Vacation and blah, 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 blah. I get it, dude. I get it. But Van Wilder, that's the only National Lampoon movie I've seen. And I feel personally embarrassed to even say that out loud, but what am I going to do? When I think of Feast movies.
Soul Food. Bang!
Soul Food.
Bam!
There you go. Who gave you that in the chat, or did you go?
No, I looked it up because I was like, nice. I was like, I can't remember. Like, I'm
Soul
thinking.
Soul Food. That's
I wanted to say, you know what? I wanted to say Big Mama's House because but it wasn't. But Big Mama's the name of the lady, the character that they always go to her house every Sunday.
Correct.
Right. So Soul Food. That's a big feast movie.
That is. You know what? That's a hidden gem right there. Like,
didn't
even think about that one.
There you go.
If you had BET during the early 2000s, mid 2000s.
Oh, you're watching that every Friday.
Come on, that's a replay every time.
That heavy rotation.
Baby Boy and Soul Food single-handedly.
Oh, Dolphin Kane with a good one. Nutty Professor. That a good feast meal.
Nutty Professor. That is a good one as well. Another classic movie from someone playing so many damn roles in one. How did he not win an Oscar for that one?
Eddie.
Robbed, absolutely. And the fact that he didn't win in 96, who won the Oscar that year? Anyway, you know which one that I think of? I mentioned Goodfellas already.
Of course.
But this is probably one that you may
Godfather forget. As well. You got to, you know, for sure. It's a grim sure. You know.
How about Hook, the Peter Pan movie? Remember when they started like throwing the pretend like food that wasn't there? Had a food fight. You remember the food fight? You were probably too old because if you're watching Hook, it probably is a problem. Sometimes I make references to Leroy and Leroy's like, I was in the NFL. And I was like, why you weren't watching Power Rangers? But what about Beetlejuice? Remember the dance scene? They stand up, you know, they like, oh man, they start dancing for no reason. Does that count as a feast scene?
I mean, if there's food, I guess that's the feast, yeah.
I think if there's food at a fancy table.
Yes, with a table. The table's got to be, and it's got to be like silverware, you know, plates. It's got to be, and you got to be dressed. Yes, casual.
Now, I didn't watch this movie, but for some reason, this one's weird. There's no family in this one, but it kind of seems like he's at a table, fancy table with a bunch of stuff in front of him. Pan's Labyrinth? Does that count as a feast? Yeah, that's like a scary movie. This is disgusting. I'm actually looking at what's on the table. It just kind of looks like red jello, which would be very, very strange. A Christmas Story they have listed here as one of the top. They have Mrs. Doubtfire listed.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's a good one. They have Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, but I feel like that's...
Hey, that's a feast in White Castle.
Okay, I mean, is we're really going to count a White Castle movie in this?
Why not? Don't rip White Castle. We love White Castle from up north.
Yeah, but I mean, do you really? Or is it just a convenience of having like a where does White Castle rank on your top five burgers?
Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks. That's a good one. There was a feast there.
That's a good one indeed. What about Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
Oh, come on, man.
Come on now.
You can never go wrong with that.
The Feast of All Feasts, to be honest. The Feast of All Feasts. Now, they have one that I'm not necessarily a fan of because I feel like this was like a deleted scene of some sort. This is a post-credit scene that is in The Avengers, if you remember. They have essentially all the Avengers inside of a shawarma place, which I believe is like...
Oh, I remember that.
Or something.
They were chilling.
They're just chilling. Just, you know, you see Iron Man, all of them. Just, I don't count that.
So, man, we're going to count feasts like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not
there's
counting.
Nothing more like so emotional than the feast of Dom and the guys going back to L.A. and having a meal when Dom saved his child. You remember? And Letty was found. They had a meal back at the old house. Yes.
I'm not counting either.
You're not counting none of the Fast and Furious? Hey, man, I just remembered. That was a feast. They all
family.
We're family.
I think if I had to rank one based off of all the ones that we mentioned here, they even have Beauty and the Beast here. I'm sure there was a feast I never saw.
So wait a minute. Now, if we're doing movies here, shouldn't we also look at the movies where, like, animals feasted on the, people? Like, there's some good ones here.
Which one do you have? I don't really watch a lot of animal feasting on people movies.
What was that one with Michael Douglas when they were trying to get the two lions? Them lions were ripping up that village, boy. Them lions were eating them alive.
Lion. I wonder how a lion would taste on the table.
Come on, help me out. Help me out.
Ghost in the Darkness.
Ghost in the Darkness. There it is. Them lions were feasting.
The man-eaters of Tsavo. Tsavo? I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce that. But I think soul food is probably the best selection.
Soul food is absolutely
soul food
is
probably the best selection.
Yeah, that's the number
right
one.
There. I do like the Goodfellas scene of them, you know, sharing.
I always like The Godfather. I mean, is a wedding considered a feast?
I mean, we feast at weddings.
We do.
I'll take that.
But I mean, you know, if I do you this fit. You know, when he was talking heavy and them guys were scared.
It's true.
Yeah.
You come to me.
Oh, man. By the way, somebody's saying, you come to me. On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
That just automatically lets you know.
How dare you?
Yo, you really...
Should I come tomorrow? I can come back.
You're really impeding my time, man. You're posting on my time right now. Like, this better be good.
Right now.
Like, this better be worth it.
It's horrible.
And if it's not worth it, you might be sleeping with the fishes. I don't know. That's what I've hit.
You come to me at 1 p.m. on a Sunday, knowing I'm watching the Dolphins game. I have a horrible
Christmas with the Cranks. Person. Is that a good
Christmas
feast movie?
With the Cranks.
I think that was a good feast movie.
Let me see. But see, I save those. I guess those are like I can't put that in a feast movie if I'm also putting it in a Christmas movie. You can either only be one or two.
You can't be both. Huh?
I feel like if you're a Christmas movie, then you know you're in your own. Like,
but we live in different times now, Marcos. They could be them.
Also, they can be them. And we'll respect them.
And
we will acknowledge
them. We will acknowledge that they're a Christmas movie and a feast movie.
But
if they want to be...
If they put up their Christmas tree before Thanksgiving, then they're dead to me.
You don't like that, do you?
My Christmas tree is up, but it's not decorated. Does that count?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I had
to ask. How can something be dead to you when you did the exact thing?
It wasn't me, though.
So you're dead to yourself?
I'm going to blame my wife. I'm going to blame my wife. She put up the tree too early. I don't make the rules, all right? You got to make tough decisions sometimes. We just saw the Harbaugh. You got to beat your brother in football.
Three times
in a row.
Yo, how do you go to, by the way, how does John go to gym? No, wait, how does Jim go to Thanksgiving dinner and look at John? Like, you've lost him three times and the Super Bowl. Like, if I want extra stuffing, you better give it to me, Jim.
Yeah, you know, you got to hand that over. You walk by and it's like, you've been losing weight.
You want that leg, Jim? Yes, Mom. Excuse me?
Yeah, thank you. That's for winners.
That's for John. I'm sorry. Sorry, honey.
You. Yeah, that's definitely how it is. They see Jim and they're like, Jim, you've lost some weight. And John walks by. He's like, that's not the only thing he's lost. And then they're like, real mature.
Jay Figg asked a good question. Is Baker going to see his dad at Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
He's not invited. I'd like to think he's not invited unless you bring that check, good sir. Unless you bring that check, you ain't invited.
That's weird.
That is very weird. That is very weird indeed. But
no feast at the Mayfields.
No, not one that involves a dad at the very least. Not one that involves a dad, unfortunately.
But can Baker really be upset with the maker, with his maker?
$12 million will have me upset on my mom. I'm sorry. $12 million.
But he's your maker. Baker?
He is your maker, Baker, but he's also that taker and a faker. So unless he plays for the LA Lakers, run me my damn money.
Run you your papers.
12 o'clock hour of the show coming on up.